You've been asking questions, Officer Dodge. As long as you're asking questions, I thought you should hear all of the answers, may I? Bobby didn't protest. The investigator launched into his spiel. She was working at the perfume counter in Filene's, Harris began. Did she tell you that? Yes, the fine, beautiful Mrs. Gagnon was a perfume spritzer for a living. She's not only flunked out of college, but she had no marketable skills to her name. She peddled perfumes and lived in a rat-infested apartment in East Boston, wearing the same dress every other day, until she met Jimmy, of course.
Was Jimmy 18?
Actually, he was 27 at the time.
Then he was a big boy. He knew what he was doing.
You would think so, Harris agreed mildly. But with a woman like Catherine, looks can be deceiving.
She's the devil in angel's clothing, yada, yada, yada. Get on with it.
Jimmy Gagnon was a bit of a playboy. I'm sure you've heard stories. He was a good-looking man, fun-loving, free-spirited, and, of course, extremely generous. Lots of women had come and gone in Jimmy's life. His parents, I confess, were actually starting to worry a little. Wonder if he'd ever settle down. Then he met Catherine. He grinned, she spritzed, and the rest, as they say, was history. My employers, James and Mary Ann, were delighted at first. Catherine seemed lovely, quiet, perhaps even a little shy. Then, of course, Jimmy told them all about her tragic life.
Some sadness, Bobby muttered.
Pardon?
Nothing.
You should look up Catherine's name sometime. See 1980. Any listings under Thanksgiving Miracle. That's what they called Catherine back then. After she'd been kidnapped by a pedophile and held as his personal sex slave for 28 days in some pit he'd dug in the ground. Hunters found her by accident. Otherwise, God knows what would have happened to her. Jimmy found this story riveting. You had to see Catherine 6 years ago when they first met, a little too thin, hollow-eyed, in a threadbare dress. She was not only beautiful, she was tragic, a regular damsel in distress. She told Jimmy he was the only chance at happiness she'd ever had, and Jimmy ate it up hook, line, and sinker. In a matter of months, they were engaged, then married. Catherine Gagnon came, she saw, and she conquered. They'd already covered one city block and were rapidly eating up the second.
So Jimmy gained a beautiful wife and Catherine gained a bank account, Bobby shrugged. Sounds like half the marriages of the rich and famous. What's the problem?
Their son. Catherine and Jimmy had Nathan just a year later, and Catherine literally had a nervous breakdown. Frankly, she just couldn't cut it as a mother, and for the first time, James and Marianne grew afraid. Not just of what Catherine was doing to Jimmy, but of what she might do to Nathan. Harris abruptly switched gears.